This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
It has become abundantly obvious in this Green New Deal debate that Democrats know nothing of the history of agriculture. And it's dangerous when people in power are utterly ignorant of history or economics or science or just reality. These Democrats don't understand really anything about the real world. They live in their dream worlds, their fake utopias. And so when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that she wants to eliminate the combustion engine by ending all fossil fuels, she doesn't seem to understand that that would thrust America back to the agrarian age of the 1700s. Because if you know anything about the history of agriculture, you know that in the 1700s and earlier centuries, you know, about a third to a half of the population was involved in food production. You know, one person could produce food for maybe two people or three people. And so agrarian societies are not population explosion societies. They can't support a very large population because you don't have engines, you don't have the mechanized agriculture. You have to use cattle or oxen to plow fields. You have to actually walk behind a giant ox, you know, or you have to use donkeys or burros or horses for all your labor. That's where the term horsepower comes from, of course, is horses were the power. The horse, some horses would draw plows, some horses would, you know, run the delivery of grain, like a wagon. You know, the horses would pull the wagon. The horses were the power before mechanized agriculture. But then with the invention of the combustion engine, you had this magnification of human labor. And with the help of engines and fossil fuels, one farmer could produce food for 20 people. And then through more mechanization and more advances, that number became even larger. Today, one farmer or one person involved in agriculture can produce food for 99 people, roughly. So you have maybe 1% of the population now producing food for the other 99% of the population. Well, how is that possible? Ocasio-Cortez doesn't seem to realize that's because of fossil fuels. That's because of diesel engines, the heavy machinery, the tractors, the combines, the harvesters, the heavy rigs, the ships that move food around the world. You think ocean ships that cross the Pacific Ocean, you think they run on batteries? Hold on, we gotta change the batteries at Hawaii. Did anybody bring any spare batteries? We're stuck in the Pacific. No, they run on fossil fuels. That's how you power the big engines. Cruise ships run on fossil fuels. Cruise ships are not battery-powered ships. That technology doesn't exist, by the way. You can't have ships that carry, you know, hundreds of 40-foot containers full of raw materials and food supplies. They don't run on batteries. They don't run on wind. They don't run on solar power. Ocasio-Cortez, she's such a lunatic. I think she wants to see the world go back to wooden ships with hemp sails, you know, sailing across the Pacific on wind power while carrying a tiny amount of supplies. You know, I did some basic math on this, some estimates, and it looks to me like if we end fossil fuels, the U.S. food supply will collapse by at least 80%. But I want you to imagine you go to the grocery store, 80% of the shelves are bare. 80% of what you buy is gone. You get one meal out of five. That's it. The other four out of five are gone. So that's the world that Democrats want to create. I mean, how many Democrats signed on to this Green New Deal? They want the world to be green, but they want you to be dead. I mean, this is a death cult. If you collapse 80% of the food supply, you have mass starvation across America. This is no joke. This is what these people are signing up for. This, you know, you wonder why Venezuela has ended in collapse and starvation. Because left-wing socialists were put in charge. Why are the people of Venezuela starving to death? I repeat the answer, because leftists were put in charge. Leftists, i.e. socialists and communists, are lunatics. They're morons. They're idiots. They should never be put in charge of anything. They collapse and destroy everything they touch. They'll destroy your nation while claiming to be the good guys. They'll say, oh, we want a Green New Deal. We want a utopia. We want a fair society, social justice, everything. They'll come at you with apparently good intentions. And then if you ever agree to let them implement those policies, they will crush your nation. They will destroy your world because they are lunatics and they don't know anything about history. And they surely don't understand anything about agriculture. They don't understand the importance of fossil fuels in food production. Look, every meal on your plate has like gallons of gasoline behind or diesel behind it. If you could calculate the fuel used to produce your food, you know, in an average week, you probably eat food that might be represented by a whole barrel of oil, maybe more than one barrel of oil. You take away the oil, you take away the food. Food disappears. What, you think half of America is going to go back to planting by hand? Really? You think that all these obese TV-watching, mass-medicated people are going to get up off their couches and go farm? No, not going to happen. Food supply will collapse. But you see, this is what the Democrats want. This is their plan. The Green New Deal is a plan to carry this out. They want a collapse. They want a massive collapse. They want Americans to starve to death so they can control them, so the government can come along. We're your savior. Here, emergency food from the government. You know, genetically modified soy. Here you go. Here's your emergency food. Maybe it'll be Soylent Green from all the people dying. This is what the government wants. They don't want you to be independent. They don't want you to be self-reliant. They don't want America to have its own food supply. They don't want farming to even function. Otherwise, why would you suggest banning fossil fuels and combustion engines when there are no battery-powered tractors, combines, harvesters, ocean ships? You know, this stuff just doesn't exist. You can't run agriculture on batteries. Doesn't work. So stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. My goodness. Pray for our world. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. Healthrangerstore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.